Today, our prayers go out for the innocent men, women, and children of Ukraine. The images that we are seeing are painful. And yet, beneath all of this, we are witnessing some of the most courageous, heroic acts to save their freedom, their God-given freedom. I see them on the streets. They stand there anchored and steadfast. They're willing to give all they have so the conflict won't last. War is hell, not a video game. The world will never be the same. Who's to blame? Putin's the name. The barbarians are at the gate. And now it's too late. One dead is too much. There's hell to pay with Putin's touch. I see them behind each wall, the citizen soldiers now on call. It's like David and Goliath, there's no way to hide it. The Russians have fighter planes and missiles. The Ukrainians, Molotov cocktails and pistols. The Ukrainian people are tired and scared. The country they love may soon disappear. The world's far from peaceful now. Putin wants to bring the Soviet Union back. We pray, no way, no how. The Ukrainian people, their heroes all, and their president Zelensky, who didn't run and hide, who's fighting arm to arm with his people to turn back the tide, to again see the sun shine over his country, sovereign as it stands. Men's best laid plans have not been left to be Putin's victory. We pray his defeat goes down in history. The Ukrainian people, what proud folks can manufacture when their back is against the wall. Their steadfastness and courage just says it all. The Ukrainian people just want the God-given right to be free, to live peacefully, just like you and me. Yes, war is hell. It's clear to see. It's no video game. We can't turn it on and then turn it off again. And the world is never the same. Putin's the name. He is to blame.